Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Both candidates to be Georgia's next governor made their case at the annual State Chamber of Commerce luncheon in Macon today. GPB's Grant Blankenship says they presented very different vision for the state's economy.
Democrat Stacey Abrams floated ideas like a $10 million state fund for small business investment, wraparound services in public schools, and Medicaid expansion.
If Mike Pence of Indiana and Jerry Brown of California can both agree to expand Medicaid, Georgia needs to get on board. This is not a Democratic or Republican issue. This is a people issue.
Republican Brian Kemp dismissed Medicaid expansion as good money after bad. He promised to slash state business regulations and pledged to keep Georgia on its current path.
Governor Deal has laid the groundwork. He has poured the concrete, hammered the nails, and I'm going to keep building.
Georgians have until the 9th of October to register to vote in the November 6th election. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
A federal court has ordered a defunct movie studio to pay $1.8 million in fines and other restitution. As GPB's Emily Jones reports, Mediant Studios planned to build a $90 million facility near Savannah.
The sweeping film studio plans announced in 2013 never materialized. An AJC investigation that year found the company had little money. The founding CEO was eventually fired, and the Securities and Exchange Commission suspended trading of its stock. In 2016, the SEC sued Mediant, its successor companies, and several executives. The SEC says the company made false claims in press releases and corporate filings to get investors to buy stock. One former CEO settled with the agency in January but admitted no wrongdoing. The case against other executives is ongoing. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
The city of Stockbridge is suing the state in an attempt to keep itself intact. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
Stockbridge is asking a federal judge to stop a vote on the creation of the new city of Eagles Landing. To form Eagles Landing, it would require taking land from Stockbridge. Attorney Kritz Anulowitz represents Stockbridge. He says he expects to win at least one of their challenges against the law.
Whether it is the claims that are brought in the federal lawsuit or the constitutional claims that are currently pending before the Georgia Supreme Court, we think that they are all equally valid.
In May, Governor Nathan Deal signed legislation that gives potential Eagles Landing residents the right to vote on the new city. Last month, a Henry County judge ruled against Stockbridge, but they've appealed to the state Supreme Court. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
As the federal investigation surrounding corruption at Atlanta City Hall continues, the current administration is announcing new steps to increase transparency. GPB's Taylor Gant has more.
This week, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms introduced a three-part legislative package that addresses different transparency concerns at City Hall. Bottom says the newly created position of transparency officer will help city departments correctly comply with open records requests. The legislation also focuses on better monitoring of city-issued credit cards and a new public registration system for lobbyists at City Hall. Earlier this month, former Mayor Kasim Reed's deputy chief of staff pled guilty to bribery charges, the latest in a number of arrests stemming from the federal probe. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.